many times people ask regarding dreams that they might have, do they or should they give credence to the dreams that they have, specifically when they dream that they did some sort of isud in the dream? For example, they were mechalel Shabbat or they ate on Yom Kippur. It could be min hashamayim, they're giving a signal to the person that something's not good. So in the She'elot u'Tshuvot Chaim Biyad, in Siman Nun Bet, he says, De'en lachosh tahalom klal. You should not have to worry about dreams bechlal. Adrabai brings a Gemara that says, Habba'al immo. If he dreams that he made an ancestral relationship in his dream, Yitzpel lechokhmah. That's a siman that he's going to have wisdom. If a person in his dream saw that he was with a na'aram or asa, then it was also a forbidden relationship. Yitzpel a Torah. He should anticipate that he's going to have Torah. So you see that just because you dreamt something isur doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad sign. However, the Bein Ish Chai and Rav Pa'alim Chedek Bet Yoreh De'ah Siman Lamed Bet writes that could be, if they're showing him in the dream, could be maybe by mistake he transgressed the isur outside of his dreams, and therefore it's a siman from the Shemaim that he needs a tikkun. For example, the Gemara in Darim writes, if in a dream, let's say they put a person in Nidui, they excommunicate him in his dream, he needs to make a tara when he gets up. So it seems that there is something as well. Even though we just saw that in the She'elot u'Tshuvot Chaim Biyad, he said not so. But Reb Chaim Palachi in the next Teshuvah and Siman, not next Teshuvah and Siman, Sadibet, he says that Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, fortunate is the person that is always concerned and worried, and you should make a tikkun on dreams like that. And it's known that the Tashbetz, he had a certain dream that he ate terefa in his dream, and after he analyzed it and he found that he ate meat, that was questionable. So therefore it was a siman from the Shamayim. Again, this is Midat Hasidut. From the strict law, Halomot are not Ma'arim v'lo Meridim. We don't have to give any credence, but if a person wants to be a Hasid and his heart is bothering him that maybe if he got such a dream it means something, so let him make the proper teshuvah. It's well known that the Kaf HaHayim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, has a special kuntras, had a special book where he registered all the dreams that he had. For example, he writes in one of the registries over there, one of the entries, on Yud Dalad Nisan, they told him that the Tarev Basar Terefa Ima Kasher, that the pieces of kosher meat and not kosher meat got mixed up. And then another dream, they told him that the cheese is asur. And then in another dream, he dreamt that that the bread that they're selling in the marketplace has bugs. Then he writes, Chavdalad Avi dreamt that the meat now that they just stored in the slaughterhouse has issues. And one time they showed him the pasuk Yishmorcha or Yishmor Hashem et Nafshecha. And that month was a very, very bad month where there was a lot of troubles, and he was saved. Every Tisha B'Av, Kaf HaChaim would have in his dream pesukim of Nechama. He would see a pasuk of consolation. And he says an amazing story in Siman Resh Lametet Ot Vav. The Kaf HaChaim writes in the laws of Mincha, he says a person has to start the Tefillat Mincha with Lashem Yehud, and then he has to say Lam Naseya, and then he has to read the Ketoret, and then he has to read Asher, and you shouldn't change from the order of the Mincha. Because one time there was a guy, a Shamayim guy, and he came into the shul, and right away he skipped the Ketoret, and he jumped right into the Amidah, and they came to him in a dream that night, and they told him, how come the whole world says Mincha the right way, and you say it the wrong way? And they found out that the Kaf HaChaim actually was talking about himself, because they saw that this was registered in his diary of dreams, that because one time he missed the Ketoret, they came to him. So it seems that sometimes they'll come to him in dreams. Well, there was a maaseh with a fellow that used to give three pirutot before the tefillah, or during Vaybarek David, and he missed it one time. And they told him in the dream, what are you doing? How come you're not giving the three coins over here? So therefore, he says, and that was also the Kaf HaChaim happened to him as well. So again, there's different dreams that a person should be concerned about. However, the ma'aseh, from the law, one would not need teshuvah. But Acham David, Acham Yitzchak Yosef writes, "Ulam nireh shekozehu mimidat hasidut v'yireh hora'ah, aval lo le'ikar adin." But not from the ikar adin. But again, it's something that it's kedai if a person has a dream that bothers. If it doesn't bother him, they don't have to worry about it. But if it's bothering him, then already he should make the teshuvah and analyze his ways. Could be it's min hashamayim that they're giving him a siman. That's what he writes over here in the Shulchan HaMa'arechet on page on that.